and say, Hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, that whosoever heareth his ears shall tingle. Because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their own sons with fire, for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. And I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heaven, and for the beasts of the earth. And I will make this city desolate and in hissing. Every one that passes thereby shall be astonished and hiss because of all the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend and in the siege and straitness wherewith their enemies. And they shall seek their lives, and they that seek their lives shall straiten them. Then shall thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and shall say to them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet till there be no place to bury. Thus will I do unto this place, saith the Lord, and to the inhabitants thereof, and even make this city as Tophet. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as the place of Tophet, because of all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense unto the host of heaven and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, whither the Lord had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of the Lord's house, and said to all the people, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring this city upon all their towns, all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks, that they might not hear my words. So in modern times, people are no different. Some people love the will of God, while others do not. And the Lord is looking for people he can bless, and he wants to do a healing, and he wants people to understand his ways. So we have to do warfare, covenant warfare. We have to do covenant warfare to win in this last stretch. We have to do covenant warfare to get people in and keep down the cat, keep the possibility of casualties from forming. Those in countries where things are hot do covenant warfare, because the reluctance against the people of God is out there. The enemy is cooking up a storm, but it will never come to profit. It will never work against us. Jesus gave us power over the enemy. And one time the Lord told me this. He said, when you remove the enemy, men are not that hard to deal with. In Africa, there are tribes of Muslims that go around and cut the arms off young men. Just cut down evil. So people can be low down. People can be vicious. And I told my cousin once, when people love the world, they mean it. They're not kidding. Do warfare. Bless the things that God give you to do. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, Jeremiah had to protect his work. And he did what he had to do. He prayed in precatory prayers. We don't have to do that the same way. We fight the enemy, not foot soldiers. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty, pulling down strongholds. When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. That's what the word of the Lord told me before. told me that three times. When you tell the devil to go, he's got to go. And then the Lord explained to me, when you remove the devil, then people are easy to deal with. They're not hard to deal with, you put it that way. That men are not hard to deal with when you remove Satan. And every child of God can remove Satan. That's why the Antichrist has got to hide in his hole till something happened to the people of God that know God. See, if Christians were ignorant of the things of God, then the devil would rise up and brutally hurt them. You have to fight back, and you have to be the kind of Christian that yields to the Holy Spirit and not culture. And not Christian culture. Christian culture and the Holy Spirit can be two different things. Don't forget that. Christian culture is the accepted ways of men attempting to do God's will. But that's different than what God is doing. It can be. But when you yield to the Holy Spirit, you will be covenant appropriate. So don't forget to do covenant warfare. These chapters I read shows the hardness, the stoutness of men's heart. People are in Jeremiah's own hometown wanted him dead. Because the enemy didn't want him to build up the nations God wanted to build up, such as Babylon, and throw down the wicked nations, such as Jerusalem and Judah and other nations. All the nations that were in their idolatrous ways had to put their neck under the yoke of King Nebuchadnezzar. And he was a king that they despised. They thought that that's like everybody putting their yoke under a small kingdom. But see, when God is on your side and when he's with you, you have the advantage you need. The Lord even told Jeremiah, If they scatter the Babylonians and they leave wounded men, they're going to come back and burn the city. God, don't ever underestimate what God can do with your life and what God can do with your ministry. If you try to figure it out, you're wasting time. You have to act according to the anointing. Live in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Do things that attract the Holy Spirit. Walk in love with people and do all that's in his heart. And the Holy Spirit will give you every advantage you need. He'll get the Lord told me this one time, and I'll close with this. Every day he give us golden opportunities. But in most cases, people don't see them. But the Holy Spirit can reveal to you, my friend, the real time opportunities that exist. My pastor needed money, I guess, for whatever, for ministry. And the Lord said, speak to the mountain. He said, what are you talking about? And he was coming down Minor Parkway and he saw the land beside the church. He said, speak to the mountain. He said, what are you talking about, Lord? He said, sell the dirt. And he had me to make a sign that says dirt for sale. And he sold over $200,000 worth of dirt. Most people wouldn't have ever thought to do that, but the Lord revealed it to him because he pays attention. Consider these things. They built schools and roads with that dirt. They said it was some rich red clay, perfect for construction. Now, the Lord loves us and he cares about us. You don't need, Pastor always say, you don't need money, you need faith. So use your faith. And God will bless you. Live and protect and bring in, reap the harvest. Work the fields, reap the harvest. And all forms of spiritual wealth will mount up on your life. And the finances you need will come. Somebody will say, well, preacher, how's it coming? Who cares? Do the work of the ministry and watch God move in your life. And study the people who did the same thing. Sometimes Paul used to make tents. Now, people say that those were prayer cloths, but I believe they were real tents. Because why would Gentiles need prayer cloths? He made tents. That was his livelihood. And remember something, the Jews didn't like Paul. They wanted him, especially the Pharisees. And he was sent to Gentiles. He made tents. And Aquila and Priscilla helped him do it. And so when he... sometimes he get robbed. But guess what? God was with him. Now, I'll close with this. The Philippians came. He said, nobody ministered to me like you did. And he and God blessed the Philippians for helping him. Just like he's going to bless you for doing your part. He'll bless the work of your hands. Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Because he was anointed and he obeyed God. Now, I'm out of time. And the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful, loving Lord.